Oh my gosh, you got me dying laughing. You can do your welcome, welcome.
Nope, I ain't doing no welcome, welcome, welcome. I'm not trying to get us hype. Nope, you said don't do none of my normal antics. We just gonna turn on the camera. I'm gonna let you do your hate.
Who starts a podcast and just don't say anything at all? Happy Wednesday, y'all. We appreciate y'all joining the Boss Fest podcast.
We back.
Listen, since Kevin don't want to do welcome, hold on, let me be Kevin right quick. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Boss Fest podcast. So there we have it. But listen, I've been waiting for us to have another podcast. I have got the best idea. We are finna launch the Boss Fest nonprofit. Like, literally, literally, we are going to start taking donations because you're the grant boss, right? We are going to start taking donations for Boss Fest, and that's how we're going to make the funds. I'm going to pay for the event from the nonprofit. Hold on, let me do the dance. Hey.
This sounds so bad. Why are you embarrassing us in front of company?
My bad. I mean, I just be coming up with ideas. I'm the think tank.
And I'm the execution?
I don't know what you are. You the quiet person that don't want to say welcome to the Boss Fest podcast.
I'm sorry about it. Welcome to the Boss Fest podcast. Hopefully y'all having a great Wednesday. I done already got hated on. You're embarrassing me in front of company. So we just going to jump into the conversation because I don't know where this may go and where it may be. So we're going to allow our guests to introduce themselves because apparently I do that wrong too. So coming to the center stage.
Hey, y'all. Hey, everyone. How are you doing? I am Tarika Coney, and I'm known as a business credit expert in the financial industry. I have been in the financial industry over about 7 to 10 years in the financial industry and working in banking also. Currently right now, I'm transitioning to the nonprofit space because that's where my heart and my passion is currently right now, doing the community work and doing hard work currently right now. So that's where I'm currently at. What I do is I help small businesses reduce the death rate of their businesses by helping them with their policies and their procedures and helping them be able to build their business on a solid foundation. During my years of being working in the banking industry, being a senior banker and doing these things, I noticed a lot of people that are in business but not doing business the correct way. So that's what I'm here for tonight. And I'm so glad for y'all to have me.
Welcome to the stage. So now I can finally talk. Nope, you be quiet. You didn't hate it on me for the first minute and 47 seconds. I'm going to talk to the guests before you start hating on me again. I'm excited for this conversation because I love talking with people that's in a nonprofit space, and you're talking about banking and the money. So I definitely want to have these type of conversations in this space because I think a lot of people, especially here in nonprofit, they sometimes think it's no money there or they don't really know how to go after the funds. And I just want to have a second opinion out here because we nonprofit people who try to get the money for people, don't be feeling the love sometimes. So you said you're transitioning into the nonprofit space because that's what you love. What gave you that love for this?
Well, because I love community. With my family here in Lakeland, Florida, you know, they're owning a funeral home here, and most of my aunt has done a lot of community work and done things in the community. And I have been really raised on that, doing community work, helping people, being an advocate for other people. A lot of people that know me, I'm always advocating for them, always helping them in any way that I can possibly can. So now I've been fulfilled in that credit space and knowing that, but I feel like that I've outgrown that currently right now. And I want to do what my heart and my passion has led me to. And that's doing the hard work. That's the community work. That's helping these small businesses understand the importance of how to run a for-profit business and how to run a nonprofit business, which sometimes a lot of people just don't understand the information behind both of them.
Break that down for me. The difference between a nonprofit business and a for-profit business. We can educate some people today. What's the difference?
Yes, absolutely. That is definitely a great question. So you have two types of business. You have a for-profit business and you have a nonprofit business. With your for-profit business, at the end of your fiscal year, most fiscal years end in December, your fiscal year, whatever money that you make, you put it back into your shareholders. Your shareholders, you put it back, you spread that money out for a for-profit. Your nonprofit is what you're going to be doing at this. Just say we'll just use a dollar for instance, that money is going back into the company so that you can be able to help with the programs and the activities of it. So just like every year, like major companies, they give Christmas bonuses if they had a good year. The profit of the company, they shell it out. For a nonprofit, it stays within inside of the company.
So how does somebody who wants to run a nonprofit business, how would they get paid? Because a lot of people feel like, you know, a lot of nonprofits in our community, especially, you know, these small ones that's just starting out, they're always going into the red. They're always continuously digging out of their pockets. And typically what happens is they have a passion for it, but they can no longer fund it. Mm-hmm. Or they try to, I guess, find ways to pay themselves, and it's typically the wrong way. So what are some of those things, though? Like how does a nonprofit person find a way to make money while also making sure they're doing it right in that business space?
Right, that's definitely a great question. And I just had a call with a client out in Maryland yesterday, and that was one of her things. They've gotten funding from all over these different places and things like that. Remember, even though that you are a nonprofit, you cannot work for free at all. But the difference between the nonprofit and the for-profit is how you are spending that money. So your nonprofit businesses, you want to run it as a business, which most people forget that it is a business. That is what your funders, your investors, that are there looking at. They're funding the business. They're not funding the program or the activity. That's where people mess up at, because they want to the funder to fund the program or the activity. And they're not doing that. They're funding the overall business. That is the reason why when you're going to file for your 501c3, they're asking, what is your mission? Who is your board of directors? Who's the executive director? They don't never ask you anything about the program. And what we say program or activity, that may say, hey, I want to put on a event for young girls between 5 to 12 years old, and I need you to donate to it. That's a program that because they're going to look at it and be like, hey, so is Boys and Girls Club doing that? So is Girl Scouts doing that? What makes you different? So to answer your question, how are you going to get paid? You're going to have your executive director. Your executive director of your nonprofit is what is going to control the day-to-day activities. Then after you have your executive director, you have your board of directors, so that your president, your vice president, your secretary, your treasurer. Most of the time, those positions are volunteer positions with your nonprofit. What you're going to do is how you're going to get paid is you're going to get paid through the programs that you have. So that means, so if you're in the financial industry, you may say, hey, in this program where we're requesting funds for $50,000 to run this program, we need two financial counselors to be able to run this program. So that's how you're going to be able to get paid through your nonprofit until, because most of the time the executive director is probably going to be the one that's stepping in until the nonprofit is strong enough to be able to get funds so that they can be able to have a staff, but you're staffing for the positions within the program that you're doing.
That's what's up. I got tons of questions, but I'm gonna let Edwina jump in. You got
it. Wait, no, you told me I had to be quiet. Like, apparently I don't even get to talk in the conversation.
Say less, because I can run this one.
Like, you were so excited. Like, now you go ahead.
Oh, hey, I finally got a mutual spirit, a kindred spirit right now in this nonprofit space. I be trying to convince people, hey man, it's a way to elevate your nonprofit without crippling yourself, right? Mm-hmm. So a little bit of background for me. So I've been writing grants for youth organizations, typically in the youth sports space, for about 10 years now in the Polk County area. I've secured numerous funding through city grants, through federal grants, through state grants and things like that for these organizations to thrive, whether it's donatable goods, tangible dollars, whatever, so that way they can do this stuff. And a lot of times people, they assume that when they see this money coming through, that we can do whatever we want with it. I got to tell them, no, there are certain rules and regulations that you have to abide by, especially when you're soliciting funds from the city, from the state, from the federal government. Hey, if I put on this grant for you to get this funding, hey, that you're going to do A, B, C, and D, you got to do A, B, C, and D. You can't decide when you get the money, man, I know you said we was going to feed the kids and read to the kids and do this, but we need to buy a bus.
No. Oh, I thought you was going to be shady. I was like, I'm waiting for you to say something shady.
But I'm done. I'm trying to be nice today. We got company.
I was waiting. Okay, okay.
I'm just saying. So.
Yeah, I see that a lot. The funds, the thing about it when it comes to the funds of the organization is you have to utilize the way that the funds, the way that you put on, one thing you should have a case for support. When you're doing these things, that case for support is really going to help you also. And then you need to have that fundraising plan. And then you need to have that financial analysis or that budget. That budget is what's going to do. I work with the United Way. I sit on the board of United Way here in Central Florida. And I've been there for about 5 or 6 years currently right now. And that's one of the things that we do. We go into the community every year, what we call a site visits. We have about five companies that we go through, and they basically try to wow us on why we should give them funding. Sometimes we have a budget of $500,000 for the year. Sometimes we have a budget of $2 million that we will have to give out. So one of those main things is they're going to come in. They're going to do their application. We're looking through their application. When we're looking through their application, we're looking for, okay, we funded you in 2020, 2021, 2022. What are you doing different? What are you doing different, and what is our ROI? Have you had those impact statements of where you've taken, you said that you've taken three kids and now they're on reading level and they're on math level. The counselors that you asked us for extra money from, are they going into the schools and actually doing the work of the school? So those are the things that we look for every year. And then we'll go back as a team and say, hey, I don't think this organization is doing what they're supposed to be doing. Or we say, hey, this organization is doing what they're doing. We would like to give them more money. And the thing about it is here in this area is a lot of people just don't apply. And a lot of people that looks like us just don't apply. And it's sometimes it's very saddening to me. This is why I have taken on the mission to be able to help people in the minority community, because we just don't apply for these grants. We don't submit the applications. We don't do the things that we're supposed to do. And this is why a lot of the major organizations are able to get this money to be able to further their mission and what they're doing. And we are on the back end as we see little league sports and organizations and things like that that are struggling every single year, that are shelling their own money out when they should not be doing that. You should not have an organization, if you are a 501c3, you should not have an organization where you are shelling out your own money. Because if you know what a 501c3 is, that is a community grant, but as a community organization. So you should be soliciting donations from your community to be helping you build your organization. That's why you have to have a strong leader and a strong board of directors that are pushing your mission, and not choosing board of directors because they're popular in your area. I tell people all the time, do not put anybody on your board of directors that cannot go out into the community and help you fund your mission. I don't care who it is. Don't put them on your board of directors. If they can't get out and speak to the community to help you bring in money for your organization, they do not need to be there, or they're just a seat warmers. And that is going to, first of all, kill your organization. For one, that is going to be major, because you're going to be the executive director that is out there trying to get all these funds, trying to go to Publix, trying to go to Saddle Creek, trying to go, while they're just sitting there holding the spot, just saying, hey, I'm here and I help this organization. No, that does not work. That does not work at all. You have to choose people to be on your board of directors that are actually going to fund your mission. And I feel like a lot of times that we people miss that mark when it comes to things because they're just not operating right. That is why, once again, my mission is to help people understand the business of the nonprofit. Because once you understand the business of the nonprofit, everything else just flows right together, flows together. And a lot of times, a lot of companies shouldn't even be 501c3s. We just know that because that is just the staple that it is. You should, some people, depending on where you're at, you should maybe be a 501c3, a 501c6, a 501c7. You may be fall into a different category based off of what your organization does, but everybody wants to fall under charity and then realize why they can't get funding for their company.
Man, she dropping them gems. She's saying the things that we be trying to say, and I'm like, come on now, speak the word today, because so many people put people on a board and there's no movement and you don't understand why you can't make impact and you are out there doing the work all by yourself. You just got a figurehead. But wait a minute, I should have asked, could I speak? I'm sorry. Let me raise my hand for the people in the back.
You good, babe. Do your thing.
Okay, thank you, thank you. I didn't want to get in trouble today. But I mean, she was just, girl. So the reason why we started Boss Fest is honestly the same thing, because going out there, like Kevin said, that he's been writing grants for a while, but just seeing, not even you talk about nonprofit space, but just for-profit businesses, a lot of minorities don't have them set up correctly, and we are just not doing business the right way. And we don't know where to turn for help. And it's like, there's sometimes a lot of gatekeeping, but then also there's, okay, I want to do the right thing. Are you telling me the right path to go? Like, can I trust you? You know what I mean? Cause there's either like a gatekeeper or there's a scammer. So it's like, hey, we can all eat out here. It doesn't have to be that way. Like, find a path and someone that really wants to give you the knowledge so that we could all be great. And then, like, you have people like us, and it's like, hey, I'm trying to give you the game. I'm trying to tell you the right way to go. But now you're not even trying to get it. You're not even trying to eat because it's not the popular person who's telling you. So anyway, let me be quiet before I say the wrong thing. Go ahead.
It's all mindset. It's all mindset when it comes to things here. I spend most of my time I'm in Atlanta. At least two weekends out of the month, I'm in Atlanta. When I go to Atlanta, it's people I can relate to. It's people I met at a marketing event.
Tell him.
We're best friends. And it's like, girl, you want to go do this? Girl, send me this. You going to this event? Do you have tickets for this? It's the community that I just...
Yes.
And then sometimes when I get back here in Lakeland, it is sometimes a popularity thing that goes on, and just nobody just wants to listen to what you want to say, and they don't want to invest because they just think it's just supposed to be given to them. No, if you're into that Atlanta culture and things like that, you will understand that you have to work your way. You have to get out and network. You have to get out and meet people. You have to do those things. You have to invest. To get in those rooms are not cheap. If you know to get in $5,000 and $10,000 rooms to be able to get in. Jesus. And you have to make, there's people that's taking mortgages out on their house. There's people that's done things to get into those rooms. But have they seen the return? Yes, absolutely. You have to get the right mentor. You can't get these mentors that are saying, hey, I can get your fix your credit and da 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 da. No, that's not, you're looking for the fast route. And while you're looking for the fast route, you're going to get those results, and those results are not going to happen for you because you're so used to going so fast. When you go fast, you got to cut it off at some point and slow down. Right. And then that slow down, once you slow down, you miss everything. And then now you got to go back and redo it. And a lot of people be like, hey, I went to so-and-so and did this. And I'm like, but you got to pay me. I'm not cheap. I'm not cheap. At all when it comes to working with people. And I tell people right ahead, I'm not cheap to work with. I'll be glad to work with you. I know I can fix the issue. I know I can do the things because that's where I'm at. I'm not just a person that just woke up one day and just said, hey, I want to do this. No, I actually went through it. Everything that I went through is because I've learned. I am self-taught. Nobody can say that they taught me anything. I am self-taught. I came from a bad, abusive relationship. And in that relationship, I learned, I was like, hey, I need to get my credit together. I need to get my credit together or I'm going to be out here homeless. So you know what I did, and even though I have resources, don't get me wrong, I've had a very good life, and I have resources. I have people I can pick up the phone call and call. I have aunts I had when my mom was alive and things like that. But I've always wanted to be able to get it on my own and have my own story and things like that. But I said all that to say, it's just like getting the right people, getting the right rooms, your mindset, and that's the reason why I like Boss Fest. And I was like, they first year and they didn't ask me to speak. I was a little salty. How can they not ask me to speak? But I understand, but I'm glad to be part of this year and everything. But that's what it is. It's just people's mindset. Until people's mindset change and them not understand, it's times where I've said, dang, bank account. I canceled my homegirls. I was supposed to do a yacht in Miami and all this for my birthday. And then I thought about it and I said, Tariqa, you need to invest in your business. You need to invest in your business. So my friends were like, you're still doing the birthday party? I said, girl, no. I took that money and I got a mentor. I paid $5,000 for a mentor, my nonprofit mentor. She's an older black lady, turned out to be one of my sorority sisters. I paid that money. I went and got a videographer and a photographer. Went and did some content and stuff with Lamar here. Lamar is very good. Lamar is like, he would elevate your brand and everything else. I did that. And I was just sitting there like, ooh, child, these payments are something else. But you know what? It has elevated me to that level to be able to say, hey, get out there and do your content. Get out there to do your thing. Get out there and network with people. And don't network with people that you already used to network with, because that ain't going to get you nowhere either.
Yes. 100%. I told Kevin this year, I guess it really started last year. I was like, look, I'm giving up the Mercedes. Like, I got places that I want to be, things that I want to do. And like, people will just ask me like, what? Like, and they feel like it's a downgrade, and it's not a downgrade. It's a new vision. Mm-hmm. And when you get in the rooms and you start trying to see, you know, like you're changing your mindset, things look real different to you when you start doing that. So like, you just saying that, like, hey, I gave up the birthday party and I put $5,000 on a coach. Like, people don't understand, like, when we're going to Atlanta, like, we are paying to get in the room. Like, it's the educational piece. And you, like, the next piece is that, like, you get in the room and somebody sees the vision and they say, let me connect you with this person. Oh, I like what this. And why don't we have that here? Like, it just baffles me. Like, you have to spend 2 weekends in Atlanta because, like, we can't get together here.
Yeah, because I just, like, I don't feel, when I go to Atlanta, I don't feel like it's a competition. I don't feel like that. I feel like, hey, I met my sister. I went to an event month, and I met some of my sorority sisters that I didn't even know about that is a publicist, that is a doctor, that is this. And I'm just sitting there like, wait, what? Like, and they're asking me, and I got honest truth. The girls are like, you want to go to lunch? Oh, we can leave here and go to lunch right now. So I'm sitting at lunch after a business. I think it was Business and Mimosas or something like that. I'm sitting at lunch with a bunch of girls that I don't even know that I met at an event that are now Lifetime free. And so every time I come to Atlanta, they're like, hey, girl, when you coming to Atlanta, let's do lunch. Let's do this. Let's discuss this. But then I have the same thing here. And there's just people just be like, okay.
Yes.
Which I do. But I mean, I literally try.
Let's get out of here.
People in the way, because I have been very fortunate in my life. I've been very fortunate to come from a family that has had successful business and things like that, to know how to run things. I've been in the baking industry. When my mom passed, I gave up my business. I gave up my business because I was like, I am not going into, I've finished up my last clients that I had. I said, I'm not continuing business because I am not healed. I'm not healed. I cannot pour into somebody else if I am not healed. It's taken me 3 years to heal. And now I'm the best version of myself, because I would never want someone to say, Tariqa scammed me out of money. Oh, why she didn't pick up the phone? No, I took a loss. I took a huge, I lost thousands, like thousands, almost $100,000 to $200,000 I lost from my own mental peace, because I would never want someone to say, hey, okay, all right, your mom died. Okay, move on with life. I paid you and I need to speak. Right. Nobody cares. No, when they pay an invoice, nobody cares what your life
I
is
do for. Not care.
You could be on the, you could be homeless. I know people that make money. You could be homeless and they still want you to be there for them 24. I said, I can't do that. I would rather go get a job to know that I'm getting paid my nine to five until I'm ready. I've worked in corporate America for like 2 years. I was a banker of small business and small business banker at Fifth Third Bank. I literally have left. I've made enough income where I have left the bank again, and I'm back at being an entrepreneur once again. But I needed that because I said, if I can do it in my own space, I can go into a corporate American and I could do the same. I could do the same thing. But I went in there with the intent is to learn things behind the scenes that they are not telling us here. And a lot of things that I've learned about being in banking is just, we just don't have where my models are ish together. We just don't have a, we just think that we can walk into a bank and just say, hey, I'm banking with your bank. I'm banking with you. You owe me this money. No, baby, I want to see profit and loss statements. I need to see 2 years of tax returns. Mm. I need to see where's your money going? Are you commingling funds, as they say, you're mixing your business and personal together? Are you piercing the corporate veil because you don't know the difference? Why you an LLC versus a corporation? Are you doing these things? Are you on payroll for one and everything like that? And it's just like sometimes, and I sit with clients that look like us and I just be like, baby, you got to get this together. Like, I'm here to help you. I will fight for you. Anybody didn't know where my office, I used to work at the Sefner branch in Tampa. Like, I fight for my clients. Okay, underwriting. Tell me why this person didn't get approved. And why they didn't get approved, I would go back. Oh, sorry. I would go back to them and let them know, say, hey, this is the reason why you didn't get approved. The bank is not obligated to, the bank is not obligated to let you know anything at all. That's the reason why I call it the rich man game. And it's the reason why I was like, why I'm known as a business credit expert and stuff, because I feel like it's a, you have a second opportunity when it comes to, if you mess up your personal credit and you know how to build your business credit correctly, it can work. And if you have good personal credit and good business credit, it's a, just a double whammy for you. But a lot of people don't understand that. And a lot of people just think business credit is just getting a credit card in your name. Da, 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 da. No, babe, you got to actually build your business credit. So then when I go in and I go build your, pull your business credit report, I'm looking at your FICO SBS score. I'm looking at your Experian business score. I'm looking at your Intellis score. I'm looking at your Equifax small business score, your delinquency score, because those scores tell us that how quickly you are going to default if I'm able to give you money from the bank. A lot of people's like, well, go to the SBA. Da, 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 da. SBA never gives out money. The SBA, what the SBA does is back the bank in the event that I say, hey, I'm going to give you a loan for $250, whatever. We'll get the money from the SBA in the event that you default on that loan, that we know that is a guarantee that the bank will get their money back. So a lot of people don't understand those mechanisms when it comes to banking, when it comes to operating properly, understanding that you shouldn't be using all these, you should be having your money flowing into your banking account. If you don't have like a merchant or something, getting a merchant through your bank or something like that, where it's showing that you have paperwork that is showing that you are getting this money through your bank. And I think a lot of times we just miss that mark. And we miss that mark because our mindset that we think that we can do Pookie down the street, Shaniqua over here, and then they not operating right either because they're your hood friends. Like, no, baby, you need to get somebody that is really good at what they do and that they are not just doing it as a side hustle, that they're doing it actually to be doing it.
Ooh. And pay the fee.
And pay the people. Like, listen, anything that I want, the great thing about it, I just know a lot of people, and I'm just like, I've just been so thankful just to know a lot of people. Pay the people. It's an investment, but you have to do the work. You cannot make an investment and think that your mentor is going to do the work for you. They're not. They're there to guide you, hold your hand, and say, hey, baby, come this way. You're a little bit off. Let me help you get back on track. But I'm not running your company for you. I would tell people all the time, I'm not running your company for you. I can't make your social media posts for you. You have to do that stuff. And if people are just lazy, when you're being lazy in business, your bank account is going to be lazy also.
Ooh. Put that on a t-shirt. If you lazy in business, your bank account is lazy. I'm putting that
Listen, post stolen. Because we were just telling a coaching client the other, like, you got to post, like, you can do the most amazing things in the world, but if it's not out there, who knows? Who knows that you're amazing if you're not showing people? And now it's social media is the window to be able to see what you're doing in business. You got to put something out there where the receipt's at. But yes, you cannot be lazy. I'm not posting for you.
One of my favorite persons, Ming Lee, and one of the things that she says is the best marketer win. The best marketer win. I don't care who you are, what you do. You can have, I always tell people, do you understand why that girl from the hood has more clients than a person that's probably at a salon? Because she's constantly marketing. She's doing the things that marketing. Why is that person that has that nasty food that we talk about is an attraction?
Yes.
Open because they're marketing. So it doesn't matter. You already paid for the purchase. So now you've already paid and you're marketing for them and they're still doing marketing. They're just going to keep people coming in. Yeah. So the best marketer win, it doesn't matter. Just market your business. And I can say honestly with me, that's one of my struggles. A lot of people be like, oh, no, I'm a big introvert. I have social anxiety really, really bad. And that's the reason why I have put myself out there to really get out there and speak more to people and do things more with people in the community, because I really have really, really bad social anxiety. Because I used to speak at events and I'm out the door. And then one of the people was like, you can't do that. And that's what a mentor is. You can't do that. People are coming to see you speak. They're coming here. Yeah. You speak. You need to stick around, talk to the people and stuff. And that's things that a mentor teaches you. And those are lifelong lessons that you learn when you are doing things.
100%. Listen, I'm going to take a pause because I feel like Kevin going to say something.
No,
y'all get y'all tickets to Boss Fest, because I mean, like, this is good. I'm taking notes. Like, this conversation is amazing. Y'all need to be in the room because Boss Fest is going to be lit. Like, I'm excited. But the best marketer win, Kevin, is you listening?
I'm listening now. I'm listening now, babe. I'm listening. I'm, all right, I wrote it down. See
my arms. You know you
did. You just got it. And that's what I've been doing. I'm currently in another, I've invested money. I've not shown up to classes. I've invested money, not showing up. But this time around, I'm not doing that because, baby, these bills yes. keep coming. I have big girl bills. So with me having big girl bills, I'm like, you got to show up. So today in the gym, I'm just like, listen, I'm shooting this content in the gym like this, standing on business. I don't care. I'm shooting it and I'm posting it and I don't just care anymore. And then that's how you build your reputation. You build what you're doing.
Yep.
Now you're being seen. Now more people are like, hey, well, what do you do? Show us what you do. So that's why I'm excited. I'm excited about Boss Fest. So make sure y'all get tickets, because I'm excited to be speaking there and everything. It's just going to be a host of great people that are going to be there that is going to be able to help you. And you have to come in with a mindset that's, hey, I'm going to take my notes. I'm going to take this back and I'm just not going to be a note hoarder. I'm actually going to go back
yes.
and implement. And that's where it is. It's implementation that some people lack.
Break that down. What is a note hoarder? I need people to understand. What is a note hoarder?
A note hoarder is a person that's always showing up for everything for free. They're showing up for free, and then they're taking notes for free, and then they're just having it in their folder, and it's just sitting there. No, baby, if you're going to show up for free, you actually got to open that book, implement those notes for free to get you to where you need to be if you don't have the money right now. A lot of people are like, I don't have that type of money to invest. Well, then show up for the free stuff. And actually use the money, actually use the knowledge from the free stuff to actually catapult your business.
Get you to, yeah.
To get you where you're at until you're able to afford and start creating you a budget. So if you say, hey, I want to know a different hairstylist. I like hairstylist. I want to know a different technique to hair. Baby, go invest in Daisy Do My Hair or somebody else. Go invest in their classes. Now we have Afterpay, Kelowna, Sezzle, Affirm, all these things that are out there where you can pay it for. Baby, I'm a pay it for queen. If I can't pay it for, I don't want it. I don't want it because I don't want it. No reason why now, because technology and AI is coming around. There's no reason why you cannot catapult your dream even if you don't have money. There's no reason yes. why. There has these things that will make you work for what you need to do.
Man, listen. You touched on something right there. Because
if you say something about paying for, I swear to God.
No, babe, we know okay. what you are. You found your twin. We good. Y'all can talk about that offline. I'm talking about preparing yourself for the game so that you're ready for the next level. So a lot of people think that, oh man, you know, I don't need to make the investment. You've already made an investment. If you're looking at people's content on social media, you're doing the free stuff there, right? If there's someone say, hey man, I have a webinar for free, go jump into it, get the information. As you start to build that body of work, you start to understand, all right, man, I can get into more spaces. That's how we started in this business. We was looking at somebody's content online and like, okay, they starting a business. Let's start a business. Let's understand the steps. Then we started investing the money and stuff. We done made some bad investments. I won't say some bad. We didn't have the information to understand that we were making a bad investment. I'll phrase it that way. But as we continue to grow and elevate and get in these spaces, we understand, okay, that's not where I need to invest my money right there. This is my lane over here. But it took for me to get to these rooms and create these things. For Boss Fest, it's what you say when you go into Atlanta, right? We wanted to create the energy that we was feeling when we went to Atlanta spaces. Mm-hmm. And we went around those people. And we wanted to bring it here to Central Florida. We brought it here to Polk County. And like you say, man, didn't nobody invite me to Boss Fest or ask me to speak at Boss Fest. Listen, we were just starting out. We don't know nobody. You'd be surprised how many people are like, who the hell is y'all? But we went to the same damn schools, Winter Haven and Westwood and whatever. Like,
I ain't go to Westwood. I don't know what you're talking about.
Whatever. You played at the Northeast Rec and did whatever stuff or whatever rec you was in. Like, we've been here this entire time. And people are like, man, yeah, where y'all come from? You don't know about them? Like, no, we don't know about each other because we're not in those spaces. So we had to open ourselves up. So every time I can say, hey, let's create this energy. Let's create this movement. Who's making movements? Who's doing the things right way? Sometimes who's even doing things the wrong way, but they're still moving? Let's figure out how can we advance in that stuff. So we're definitely excited that you said, hey, man, I want to be on the stage at Boss Fest. We bring in some energy, and I want everybody who hears this message, whether you listen to it live, you hear this thing later on, do not sleep on this energy. As she told, listen, $5,000, $10,000 to get the coaches. If my biggest ticket price is only $250, shit. I think you can break that thing into four payments, too. They can break it into four payments, baby.
They can break it into four. We love a break into four.
I wanted to get back to one of the points that you said about giving up your Mercedes. I always tell people to live within their means. Live within their means when it comes to things, because especially if you are taking full-fledged in entrepreneurship, it's not a downgrade. It's not a downgrade. It's nothing to be ashamed of. It's nothing to be at all, because you're taking that money, that extra income, and investing it back into your business. That is going to make you more money, so that when you're able to go get that car that you wanted, it's no questions asked. I tell people all the time, I am a simple person. I'm a simple person when it comes to things. I don't like all that flashy stuff. I don't like it at all. I do like my Louboutins, and I do like my bags and purses and stuff like that. But that's the most, because I feel like a car, my friends will tell you, I'm very cheap. I'm very cheap when it comes to things, because I'd rather spend my money on experiences for me and my kids and things like that. So don't ever feel like a lot of
people. You hit it right then?
Yeah. I said that's your twin.
Like, don't ever feel, I always tell people, oh, live within your means. People get their money and then they want to go buy an M&G. I'm like, do you know how much those payments are? Do you know how much, even if you can afford it, until you can buy it twice, you can't afford it. And focus on you traveling to get this information. Focus on you traveling to getting into a mentor that is going to do the right things for you. And then once you see that, then say, let me reward myself for working hard, and let me go get my dream car. Let me go get my dream house. And let me know what I can put my bills on auto pay, where I don't have to worry about anything at all. Those are the type of things that you want to make sure that you are doing and worried about. So I tell people all the time, if I had to give up some things, I would give it up in a heartbeat. I would give it up in a heartbeat. I would never feel ashamed about it at all because I know where I'm going in my business and I know where I want to be in my business. And that's the only person that can get me there is me. Because when everything is lost and gone, it's still going to be me. So me trying to impress you or anything like that does not pay my bills whatsoever. At all. So that's what I tell you. I will tell anybody is if you have to give up something, give it up. Give it up. I used to drink Starbucks like every day. I haven't had Starbucks in 3 years. I would not eat anything from Starbucks. I've changed my lifestyle. I've changed my lifestyle in eating. I've focused more on my mental health. And I've got better. I've gotten therapy. Focused on my mental health, focused on my spiritual health, and focused on my financial health, and just focus on my overall health, body health and all, because a lot of times we have to cut those things out to really focus and see like where we at, where are we going, and say, hey, all that stuff is just superficial stuff. Like everything is just superficial. Like you can really do some things and putting your money in the right place. And that's why the best thing that I did was I went ahead and invested in a nonprofit mentor. I already knew the things, but having somebody to have literally to tell you, to reassure you, okay, say it yes. This way. You're saying it correctly, but they may not understand the way that you're saying it.
Yes.
Like this, so that we can connect. Show me how to connect the story. A lot of people miss in businesses. A lot of people are very successful because they can story tell.
Yes.
Story sell. So if you learn how to sell your story, it's going to make you money. I was on a call with Kim Paramount. We had Les Brown on there, one of her mentors. And I was just sitting there just amazed at how this man has just built this big platform and everything, just how he just talks and then just gravitate. And that's all it is just talking and then making sure that you do right by people. And you, everything will always fall into place for you.
No, 100%. So I completely agree with what you're saying, because I bought myself my first Mercedes, maybe it's about 10 years ago, but it was because I was rewarding myself. And then ever since then, it's just get the upgraded model. Yeah. And then when the oil changes became $800 and I said, I don't know why I'm even still getting this. Like now it's just a thing. And we're about experiences. So when you said experiences, I knew my husband was gonna be like, because I'm all about an experience now. And I will give up whatever else it is because I don't care about it. If I can give an experience to my children so that they can see this, if they can see, hey, we're out here doing this in our business and leave something for them, that's way more important than like any of the other stuff. Like we were really excited when we took them to Africa last year. And this time we were like, okay, Dubai. So them being able to see these things at a young age means so much more than like any of this other material things. So I completely agree. And it's just really getting around people with like minds so that you understand. A lot of times people put an investment in what the flash is and, oh, I have this and I have that. But what is the tangible thing? Like, what can you take with your business? What can you show your children so that we're doing best by the people that are coming up under us? So, girl, the gems, like, it's just really, it's a whole mindset shift. And I feel like it took for me to get into like entrepreneurship to really see the shift. Like Kevin says, we've been around here for a while, but we've been in corporate America for our whole lives. Cause all we knew is you go to work, you get the check and back to work again. So that's all we did, which is why people are like, where y'all came from? We've been here the whole time, but we've been at work. We've just been at work for years. But now it's like opening our minds to so much more. I'm going to work every day for this person and my raise is 3.5% every year. But if I invest in myself and get this money, like what can I do for me opposed to what I'm waiting for on a check? And it's really just opening your mindset and getting to the bag.
Absolutely. Mindset. And that's what stops a lot of people is mindset. There's no way to get around that. There's no way to get around it at all. That mindset is one of the key things, because if you, I always say, I don't mind is a devil's playground, because it's more that you sit there and just think, it's going to talk you out of what you need to do and why
you
need to do that. And if you don't get around people that motivate you, thank God I have a circle that is so motivating and everything. They don't let you, you don't have that opportunity to slip So since you don't have that opportunity to slip, you continue to keep pressing forward in everything that you're doing. So I just think you just get you a group of, have your group of friends, have your group of girlfriends that you know that you could do business with, have your group of girlfriends that you want to stand on the couch and party with, have them, because I still like to stand on a good couch with the, if I'm just playing. you still can have those friends. You can still have your life or what you, the things that you want. You can still do that. You can still do that. It's just, you just do it in moderation and really be able to diverse your portfolio and things like that. That'll really, really help you. And I just tell people all the time, it's just like, I watch people and I just be like, you have so much potential. You have so much potential. And then they'd be like, what's the cost? And I'd be like, this is the cost. And they'd be like, who are you? Who are you to do? Who are you to charge me $2,500 to $5,000? Well, you can't get me for any less. I'm not moving. As my friend would say, my get out of bed fee. I'm not moving for anything less, unless I want to be able to do it. And this is exactly how I started. When I started my business and made close to $1 million before I let my business go and my mom passed away, it's just doing these exact things, going on podcasts, it's doing them for free. And people be like, you've never been paid for a podcast? No. Have you never been paid for a speaking opportunity? No. Why? I'm building relationships. I'm collaborating. Why do I remember when I spoke for Braun and Brothers and they were like, hey, you need to fill out a check for your check. I was like, no, I'm not. I don't need to get paid for that because I want to be able to come back and speak for y'all and do things for y'all without having to worry about it, because the money is going to come regardless. It's going to come. It's just like, are you going to be the one to take it? Some people may have to take it. And then as you grow, it makes sense why you have a speaking fee of 10 to 15,000. Because when you're having that speaking fee of 10 to 15,000, you're bringing in that company or organization maybe $100,000. So it makes sense. It makes sense to bring in people to close for you. And bring in people to have that keynote speaker at your event to help you, because they are going to be the ones that's going to help your business and what you're doing. So it's just like, don't just look at it as as money. Just look at it as the money has to come and go. It has to flow. And it doesn't, it just can't stay in the bank account. And I remember this from Damon. I think his name is Damon. Oh my gosh, what is his man name? His name, he's a motivational speaker. And he said, the most expensive dreams currently right now are in the graveyard. Some of the most expensive place right now is the graveyard, because that's where all the dreams die. Everybody dreams and everything, they took everything to the graveyard with them. Don't let that be you, because we have enough time and everything right now currently to do what we need to do to progress. And just, if you just take your time, especially if you got a significant other, like, I understand being a single parent, I can understand that. But if you have a significant other that is working, y'all gotta work something out and be like, hey, babe, I wanna do this. Are you on board? Let's get this together. Let's get this money together. If you wanna go to work, I'll go to work and I'll be the entrepreneur. I'll get to bring the money. You do this and then we switch swap or whatever it may be. Like, listen, if I had a significant other, I would be definitely doing those type of things. Cause it's just like, sometimes you have to figure out what works for you and your family and things. Okay, so one person be the entrepreneur that's going to run the company. One person does the 9-to-5. So at least we can have some health insurance or some health and keep health insurance. Because, you know, once you're an entrepreneur.
Yeah.
Look at God giving that confirmation. Right here. Look at God.
You're scared to get sick. You hear a cough. You're like, let me go lay down. Because you ain't got no health insurance. You know you ain't got no dental insurance. You know you ain't got anything until, you know, open enrollment. I can't wait to open enrollment, because when I left the banking job, I was just like, oh yeah, we don't have insurance anymore. We just can't pick up and go. That copay was $30. Now it's $200 worth of it. Yeah, let me wait to open enrollment, come around, but get some insurance. But one thing I do keep is some life insurance. So I tell people all the time, get you some life insurance, because if you come over here and want me to bury you, you're going in the box.
Oh, Lord.
You're going in the box. Get you some life insurance, because I don't donate to GoFundMe.
Dang, we can't start no Boss Fest GoFundMe because we ain't getting no donations. You hear the confirmation on this podcast today, sir?
Ma'am, so I've already given you the green light to go.
Do it when you're ready. I tell people all the time, do it. You would know, because one thing that I was so attacked at, my manager was so nasty for no reason at all. I would literally, it was one time he took me out of character and you could see me on the camera. I was like, you're not going to talk to me like this. It was at that point, I just knew, I was like, you know what? It's not too much longer that I can do this. It's not too much longer. I went on FMLA, exhausted FMLA, exhausted short term. And then I'm like, deuces, I'm out of here. Have a plan. You have to have a plan and everything. And it's just, you would know, because everything will come. When you're at that job and you show up, I would come home tired. I would drive from Tampa, sit in traffic 2 hours going to Tampa. I would leave my house. My kids will be at school 6 o'clock. We'll leave our house 5 o'clock in the morning, get the kids to school. I still will get to work late, being on I-4, and I had to be at work at 8:30 in the morning. And I would still be late, sitting in traffic on I-4, getting off of work, literally could not leave a minute after 5:05. Or I would be late picking up my kid from daycare. Great job. I had a great, my daughter has a great daycare lady that, you know, worked with my schedule and stuff like that. But I couldn't even afford to leave a minute late because I would be stuck in traffic. So when those things start attacking you, your work, you get agitated at work, you've done all you can, you'll be like, you know what? It's time to go. It's time.
And that's what it is.
It's time to make that transition. It's time we gotta eat some oodles and noodles. And I can be honest with you. Ever since I have left, I have not lacked nothing. I have not lacked. I ain't homeless. I have not lacked not one thing, because I listen to what God told me to do. When God tell me to move, and when He say it's time to move, it's time to move. And then you just have to you will have to control your finances. We may have to go out to eat once a month. You know, we may have to, you know, we gotta slow down. We may have to drive to Atlanta. We can't fly to Atlanta. You know, we may need to buy our tickets in advance. We may need to live off credit cards. But you have to, once you learn that, and then once you say, hey, this is how I'm gonna control my finances and things, I promise you won't lack nothing. God is gonna, if you keep God first in your life, you ain't gonna lack nothing. And I've made more money being away from that job than on that job. That was stressing me out every day.
I had a dream, maybe this is two nights ago now, and I did a live and I was asking about it, but I was sitting at a table and I was just telling everybody bye. Like, it was a whole bunch of people I knew from the job, I knew in my past, and I was literally just telling them all bye. And I was telling my husband, I said, you know, it's time. And last night I was so tired. Like, I was working my second job, which is Boss Fest. And I normally work to, like, Neo would say, like, you got to earn your sleep. So I just be working all night till I just fall asleep. It was 7 o'clock, and I said, I can't keep I'm too tired. I just can't. And he was like, it's because you're drained in that 9 to 5. And I keep telling him, it's time. It's time. And do you hear everything that I've been telling you? I've been preparing you for literally everything I done said.
Babe, I've given you the green light.
I'm just saying, I don't know how we got here, but
we got here through preparation. This conversation was meant to happen at this time. Mm-hmm. If she would have been, if Dorica would have came to Boss Fest 2024 or 2023,
it wasn't
time for your message. You got your message now.
Yeah,
it's come when it's supposed to. So
and it's too, you know, and when we're thinking about it, you just, you know, you take the right precautions and things like that, and then you just sit down with your husband and say, hey, these are our finances. It's going to be tough. I wouldn't sit here and say it's not times. I'd be like, ooh, child. Ooh, it's a little tight. We may be a little late. I might have to pay that extra fee because we late on the mortgage. But it all works out. It all works out. I may have to, you know, slow down on some spending, slow down on some stuff or things. But everything, I always tell people, it always works out according to God's will with everything that you do. you keep God as a forefront of your life, it's going to work. It may test your relationship because, you know, things that are going on. It may test it because we're so used to getting up, doing a 9 to 5 and you're spending more time together. It may test it. But one thing you have to do is you have to stand still. You have to stand still and say, this is my reason. This is why I left. And this is what I'm going to do now. And then you just keep pressing forward. And then you will just see, be like, dang, I wasted all them years. Lesson learned. Wow. I'm gonna keep pushing. And then you may have times where you be like, let me get on Indeed right now and see if I can find something just to hold me over. Sometimes I get those moments and I be like, if all else fails, I have several degrees. I can always go back to teaching. I can always pick up the phone and call and go back to teaching. I got my teacher certification. I can still do those things. But then I look back and I be like, ooh, I would never do that. No, 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 no. But you just have those things, and you're going to have those moments where things get tight and everything. But like I said, I have not lacked anything in this season. And this season has really, really been pushing me forward to do more. And when you start to do more and God seeing you doing your part, you're going to get blessings.
I believe that. I believe that. And I'm glad that my husband confirmed that this was the affirmation. Like, this is it. Confirmation received. Notice. Look, notice already sent. But I know I just took us so far off where we were supposed to be talking about.
It's okay. It's okay. I get that a lot. People, I'll be like, are y'all sure y'all want me on the podcast? Because it can go way over here.
That's me. That's me.
It can go way over here. And I'm like, you sure you want me? You sure you want 30 minutes? You sure? Are you sure? Because I can.
If you're the Gemini and me, we're gonna go everywhere. But no, so I'm excited just to have you at this year's Boss Fest. Like, this year for us is like a pivotal year. So I'm like Kevin said, like, it could have been 2024, and it honestly couldn't have been 2024, because every year before 2024, I've quit. Like, every year I said, we ain't doing it again. And then 2024, he sat down and he said, you're not quitting again. Like, let's not even talk about quitting. And then I said, you know what? If we're not ever going to discuss quitting, then we need to make it the best that we can make it. Like, let's just stop playing with it, and let's just put it all out there, right? Because we never know what it can be if you don't just give it your all. And that's what 2025 looks like for us. Is this was what we were birthing when we were like, let's give them what we should have been giving them the whole time. So this is the year, and I'm really excited that you get to join us. And just the amount of knowledge that will be on the stage, like, people, I don't think they even understand, like, you saying you invested in the coaching programs, like $5,000 to get in the room, you're delivering information to them, you paid to get this knowledge, right? Like, people need to understand what that looks like when you invest in your craft and then you get to deliver it to them. Like, this is going to be an amazing experience this year, and I'm so excited that you're going to be joining us.
Yeah, I'm excited too. I'm definitely excited.
Look, Smiley, I felt like he was about to close us out. Let me stop.
The conversation was good. I've learned, hey, when the conversation good, don't be trying to shut it down, because I'd be like, all right, y'all, about that time. Please get conversation good. Hey, it can go a few more, but if I will ask this last question to close it out. Mm-hmm. So what is one of the things that you're hoping to get out of when you come to Boss Fest?
I'm hoping to further my mission. I'm hoping that when I'm coming to Boss Fest, that I am really being able to get the message out to the people that need the message, that the people that are going to be in that room, because sometimes it's in a world full of social media and false narratives, that they will really get there and have someone that really knows what they're talking about and really get the information that they need. I'm hoping to be able to connect with someone that can say, hey, you gave me hope. You gave me hope to keep going. I'm really hoping to connect with someone that is saying, hey, you helped me start my business. I'm really hoping to connect with someone that is really just going to just go full-fledged in what they're doing. those are the type of people that I'm looking to connect with. If anybody knows me, I'm not a gatekeeper at all. Anybody asks me where you get your shirt from, where you get your shoes from, who's your this, who's that, how much you pay for this, I'm not a gatekeeper at all when it comes to things. And that's what I want to do, is I want to be a part of missions that we are out here spreading the word to people and letting people know that the possibilities that they can be beyond their own city. Like beyond, if Polk County in general, and some people say, well, we do have these things. Yeah, okay. But anyways, if we can get more people on board to just say, hey, let's just not have an event just to have an event, just to dress up to go to an event, and say, hey, let's have an event to dress up to go to the event to learn something. It would change the culture that we have here, and it would change the mindset of things when it comes, because it's not a get rich quick scheme at all. It's really information that can really catapult your business. One of my best girlfriends that I have, she's a banker, and she's a vice. She was at BB&T Bank, and she's now at Suncoast. One of my good girlfriends, and we've been friends for years. And how I met her is because at a it's an event, it's an organization for BNI, there you go, BNI group, where you have to get up 7 o'clock in the morning to be at a meeting with other, you only allow one person here in Lakeland from every industry, where you had to get in there 7 o'clock in the morning, y'all meet and y'all pass referrals pass referrals within that hour. Say, hey, I'll be like, hey, my name is Tarika. I'm in the credit industry. And I want to connect with you from the bank that send me over customers. That's what BNI is. That wasn't free. That was a $600 that you had to get up every morning to attend for a year of commitment. And you could not be late. You could not be late to those things. Those are investments that I tell people that I've made in my way. Reasons why I know people and things, because then when I have events and going on, I can just call them up and be like, hey, do you mind sponsoring this event for me? Do you mind doing this for me? And they don't have any problems, because you're building relationships. And relationship building is one of the key things in the business, is building a relationship with people. And once you build that relationship, it definitely will help you where money can't buy. Hey, Vince, you got your ticket. Yay. Yay. So I hope to see you at Boss Fest. And anybody out there that I can inspire or anything like that, anybody have any questions or anything, I'll be glad. You can always follow me on Instagram as Business Credit Expert. That's BUSINES Credit, CREDIT, the X, PERT. And then you can always just follow me by my name, Tarika Coney. Follow me on Facebook if you have any questions or anything. So I'm excited to see y'all at Boss Fest. I'm excited to be speaking to you at Boss Fest and letting you know the information and things that you would need. I tell you to bring a friend, grab your girlfriend, grab your wife, grab your homeboy, grab whoever you can, bring them along with you. I would love to see more guys at this event, for the simple fact, just a lot of guys I just know just don't invest in themselves. And I always a lot of events, and there's always a cater to a lot of women. But I feel like a lot of men has a lot of passions and things that they want to do too, to help put food on their table for their family. So I would love to see more guys come out and just get that information that would help them to catapult business and things like that, so that it would help them also.
That was important to say, because Boss Fest is intentional to make sure that the men feel like they can come. This is not just for the women. This is for everyone to come and get the game.
Absolutely.
All right, y'all. Thank y'all again for joining us on the Boss Fest podcast. We want to thank the lovely Tarika for stopping by and blessing us on the stage. Listen, if you haven't got your tickets yet, you can use code Tarika for 20% off. Just spell her name in the coupon section, and you get 20% off on your ticket. If you want to come get this game, you want to hear what she got to say, that's what you need to do. Get your tickets now.
And then also, I'm going to let you know, if anybody gets their ticket and they use my code, Tarika, I will offer a free 30-minute consultation to them. So if anybody that gets their ticket tonight, you got to get your ticket tonight, maybe tomorrow too.
We'll give them 24 hours.
Give you 24 hours if you're catching a replay. I'll offer you a free 30-minute consultation for you. If you are coming,
this is
to
amazing.
I'm going to offer some amazing things to you. I always come with gifts. I'm just a giver in life. I always come with gifts and everything. So I want to be able to be in any way that I can help Boss Fest. Any way that I can, I'll be glad to help. But if you're coming to Boss Fest, I'll have rewards and stuff for you.
Oh, wait. He said, I'm hot. What happened?
I guess he didn't use his code.
You can still get a 30-minute consultation, Vince. Just hit me up, or they can just send over my information to you. You can just find my name on Facebook. So you can still hit me up, and I'll give you a 30-minute consultation so that you can get that experience of what it will be like, you know, being in a room and stuff like that, to just help you get your business together, okay?
That's awesome. Thank you. Look, thank you. Gems. I can't believe this. I'm excited. So we greatly appreciate it. Get your consultation, because you don't even understand. Like, sometimes the value of getting the knowledge is so huge. And when people say I don't have it, like, these are resources that are being offered to you. I'm not going to be in a soapbox. So I'm just saying that's dope. I appreciate it. Y'all go to www.boss-fest.com.
All right. Talk to y'all later. See ya.
Thank you. See y'all next week.
We'll see you next week on Boss Fest Podcast. We'll see you at Boss Fest, man. Y'all be easy. We out.